Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Professor Barry Shoup. Prof, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Chad. Now, good afternoon to you and the listeners.
Prof, thank you so much for yesterday. We started a conversation regarding the two-dose system that South Africa has rolled out with respect to Pfizer and the intervals. Let's take up where we left off yesterday and catch our listeners up as into the importance of the two-dose and the interval time between it.
I'd like to kind of, you know, just look at where we are in terms of the epidemic. You know, the state president spoke last night and he kind of emphasized that we really are in a serious situation nationally. Let me just quickly go over some of the things, just so we get some kind of perspective of where we are. You know, yesterday we had, 8,000 new cases, just over 8,430 new cases. Our seven-day average, our rolling average is now 7,540 cases per day. That's the average. That's pretty high. And, you know, if you look at the curve, the third wave, we're now really creeping up to the apex of the first wave, and we'll soon probably get to the second wave kind of fairly soon. And I'm talking now nationally. And if you look at other statistics, it's quite worrying, quite concerning. We look at, for example, the test positivity. That's quite a good indication of how severe the epidemic is. And, you know, we'd like the test positivity. In other words, the percentage of tests which come back positive, and there's a massive increase in number of tests which are being done. It's now at 17.2%. We would like it to be below 5%, and 10% means that we're really into the third wave. So unquestionably, nationally, we're into the third wave. Then when you look at the provincial data, that really kind of emphasizes how bad we are in Gauteng. We have had an 81% increase from last week to this week in terms of the cases per 100,000 per day. So if we look at last week, 1st June to 7th of June, in Gauteng, it was 17.4 per 100,000. We are now 30.6, an 81% increase, massive increase. And Gauteng is by far the worst affected province. 30.6, the nearest rival, Northern Cape, is 21.8, they coming down. And after that, it is 15.1, the Free State, which is about half of what we got. So the Gauteng province is now very, very, very badly hit. So those are kind of nationally. Then we come to the Jewish community, and we are even far worse hit than nationally. We have never, ever been so badly hit with COVID or with any infectious disease as you are now. The Hatzolah, who kind of chart the number of individuals who are active cases that they are managing, they are now up to 570 and increasing rapidly. This is as compared to 333 at the height of the second wave, and 263, less than half, in the first wave when we had lockdown. So, you know, we combine these statistics with the fact that we're now in our second year of COVID, where there is COVID fatigue and people are, I think, really kind of getting really a bit tired and a bit fed up. And, you know, it is really a difficult, difficult, challenging time. You know, as the medical professionals, we're trying to kind of get people to be careful. We're trying to emphasize how severe the epidemic is. And the problem is that you often don't see it. You know, people out in the streets don't see what's going on a few kilometers down the road in the hospitals where people are gasping for breath. And sometimes they lost breath. And I think this is the challenge and this is the difficulty. You know, you kind of walk around the streets and there are people gathering in groups, no mask, chatting away, laughing, talking loudly. And, you know, the problem is that, you know, in a school situation or a shul situation, both of those are relatively safe institutions. You want to say relatively because we really have to compliment the organizer of both the schools and the shuls. And in the main, they have been very good in terms of the precautions. But the problem is that many, I won't say most, but certainly many infections are transmitted silently. We don't know where the source comes from. Many people get the infection and transmit the infection without showing any signs of illness. And that's where the problem is. So we, as a kind of infection control need to try and limit the number of people-people interactions. So, you know, it's people's gathering on and street corners, people sitting in restaurants, chatting, laughing, and no social distancing. I'm not sure why restaurants shouldn't, you know, are having sit down. They shouldn't. It should all be kind of online, online and delivery, because now we're on a very, very kind of challenging, space now. And, Chair, thanks for giving me that platform. I think I had to kind of say, I think it's important that the community does realize that we are now in a very serious situation. And this can only be, curtailed. It can only be ameliorated by people's behavior. And that really was the background between the closing of the schools and closing of the schools. Not to kind of say they weren't there. They put a lot of effort into trying and preventing infection. I'll stop there.
So, well, Prof, I'm very glad that you steered the conversation in this direction today. It's vitally important that people wake up to the fact that we're not going into a third wave. We're in a third wave, and by the looks of things, it's going to get worse. Prof, I want to thank you again for your time today. We're going to chat again tomorrow. We're going to catch up with you. And thank you, and all healthcare workers, and, of course, all those that are working in research trying to put a stop to this pandemic.